John Jessop.
My guest is, well, she's a lady over there in Ireland, but she hails from Russia, but well and truly nestled over in Ireland. Her name is Clarissa Tomney. Good afternoon, Clarissa.
Hi, John. How are you?
Clarissa Tomney, yes, okay. I'm very well, mate. Yes, and you?
I'm great. So, sitting here in the middle of the green fields, very happy.
So, whereabouts in Ireland are you?
I am in County Westmeath in Ireland, John. It's the Midlands. It's just in the middle of Ireland. Everything in 2 hours drive from me. And I'm on the farm. We live on the farm in rural Ireland. Beef farm, lots of cattle around, lovely green fields, nice and peaceful.
All right. And that, is this where you do most of your writing now, is it, Lisa?
I do, yes. I must say this is actually perfect place for that, John, especially after all what happened last year, lockdowns and all. It's very tranquil. So I was very lucky the way that I can write music, not only sing. So see, I could concentrate on my songwriting, and there wouldn't be any better place than where I am now to do that.
No, I mean, like every other singer-songwriter, Larissa, I suppose, it affected you badly, but you had your farm as well, didn't you, to sort of help you out and take your mind off things?
Yeah, never was a dull moment, I must say. We have a farm and the shop, so we kind of were, I am involved, it's a family business, and we were frontline workers because the food shop didn't close. We were very busy, people get back to cooking again, and so I had to help out as well, so busy between everything.
Are you a good farmer?
I don't think so. John, anytime anybody asks me that, okay, I'm sorry, it's not a video program, but I have really real piano fingers, you know, really thin, long fingers.
Wow.
So I just saw in my hands and said, do that look for you like a farming hand?
Yeah.
But I do all the paperwork for the farm. I do all the management, vets, medications, and we have inspections once a year, very strict inspections here in Ireland, and we are winners actually every year. We are board beer quality assurance farm, so that's what I do.
Fantastic. Yeah. So how did you end up in Ireland, Larissa, because I presume, you know, you were born in Russia?
Yeah, I was born in central Russia, and at the time when I met my future husband, when I was in Moscow. I actually moved to Moscow following my music career. I was trying to grow in my music, and there I always was touring, singer, songwriter, and yeah, Russia as well. So I just met a nice guy accidentally when I was singing at one of the events, and he was in Moscow for weekend for 3 days from Ireland, and that's all. 6 months after, I was married and moved here to rural Ireland, megapolis.
Blimey, that is definitely love at first sight, Larissa, isn't it?
My God, it was, I'd say so. It's actually a hilarious story, John, because I met them, like I saw the guys talking, right, during the function where I was singing in English. I didn't speak English. I only had two phrases in English that time. My name is Larissa and I love you. That's all. When I was brave enough, I invited them to join our table, and then my future husband, Christy, he ended up sitting beside me, and so that's how it all started.
So he sat next door to you, and you went, my name is Larissa, and I love you.
I love you, yeah. Basically, all you need, actually, to get a good husband.
So how long have you been in Ireland, then?
We are 20 years married this year, John.
Right, okay.
Very happily married.
Yeah.
So it all went well anyway.
Okay, yeah. And you certainly know mug with the music, Larissa. I mean, what instruments do you play?
I have a degree, university degree. I have a very high education because in Russia, especially at that time, John, in order to be a touring musician, you have to have degree. You would have to be educated. They wouldn't let you earn money unless you qualified.
Okay.
So I finished music school when I was very young, 7 years. Then I went to college, music college, 4 years, and I got a degree as the choir conductor. And then I went to university, St. Petersburg University of Art, and I was educated as a mezzo soprano and pianist. So I am classically trained.
Wow.
Musician.
Wow, unbelievable.
That's my background.
Yeah. And you've done 4 studio albums.
Yes, I know. I'd say I'm the hardest working musician living on the farm anyway. So what happened, John, that time when I moved here 20 years ago, because obviously I didn't speak English, I said to myself, Larissa, you're giving up your music, you're going to be a nice little wife cooking and doing all this stuff, right? No singing anymore. Enough of this all living on the road stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. But gradually I learned English. I got a few courses in here. I started to teach choir in here in the college, and children helped me with the language and everything. And I started to sing classical pieces in the churches for ceremonies, like
wow.
Wedding ceremonies.
Yeah.
And bit by bit, you know, if you're a musician, I think you can't really stop because it's my genes.
Yes,
you know, I can't stop.
No.
So when I felt confident enough, I said to myself, I might try to offer my music, my songs to other singers. I wasn't confident in me as a singer because of my language. I thought I have a bit of accent, maybe I shouldn't be singing myself. So that started me in 2014. I went to the studio and started to record my own music. And then in the middle of it all, I kind of burst it. I started to write again. And guys who were recording me, they said, Larissa, why don't you just release it yourself? It sounds really nice.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. It's the first album, 2014, Perfect As I Am, all contemporary music I released then. And I started to develop my career through the internet because nobody knew me in Ireland. So I set up all the websites, social media, started to promote myself. And during all this story, my followers in Ireland, they kind of told me, Larissa, can you try to sing country music? I said, I don't sing country. I don't even know what it is. All right? But they convinced me anyway. And I recorded one song and I just said to myself, oh my God, it went on the top 100 most downloaded songs that week on iTunes.
Go away. Right? Go away.
Yeah. And I said to myself, will I take the sign? Because I'm living on the farm. I'm kind of country girl now.
Yeah.
I see country music is beautiful music. It has a melody, it has a story. It needs me to have a voice. So why wouldn't I try it? So I started to record and write, and I called my next album, God Loves the Dryer.
And so many people have said to you, and you're very trying, aren't you?
Yeah, I see, in the history of Irish country music, John, it's such a secluded kind of branch of music. It's only Irish, only country. Nobody ever could imagine that some girl from Russia with no English will try something like this.
But you're very quirky, Larissa. I mean, you know, you've done a version of Danny Boy, half Russian and half Irish.
Yeah. I did that. That's nice, isn't it?
No, but you know where I'm coming from here, love. You've done that version. It's half Russian, it's half Irish. And then you've got a song called Slightly Mad.
Well, you see, I have a vision of my career. I'm not thinking about money. I'm not thinking about being big star, I'm thinking about having as much fun as possible every day. That's my goal.
That's it, love, you know. And, you know, if you can't have fun in your business, you shouldn't be there. But my goodness me, you know, I'm in a stone call. I think I'm slightly mad. And then we've got the, you know, I mean, Queen Bros has a great song called I Think I'm Going Slightly Mad, you know. And now you've got one called Slightly Mad. And you've got this Danny Boy, half Irish, half Russian. And you've got a song out called The Black Cat.
That's myself in my past life. I used to be a cat. Well, I am crossover, genuinely very crossover artist, because I mean, with my education, classical background,
yeah.
And then I used to sing kind of jazz, contemporary pop in Russia. Then I switched to country Irish, but I can't really, I'm bored to stay in one style of music. I like to try different things.
Okay.
Embrace myself. And I was a bit nervous first, John, because lots of people in music business saying you have to stick to one style. It's very important, okay?
Okay.
But I realized at this stage, with the following I have and friends I make in the music business, that they don't really care at this stage what I sing, as long as it lasts for me singing something.
Well, listen, we're going to take a little break, Larissa. But which song? I'm going to play one of your songs going into the break, and then I'll come back to you. So don't hang up on me. Out of those three, which one would you like me to play?
Let's start maybe from the Danny Boy.
Okay, so
I'll tell the story about it then.
All right then. Okay, so you stay where you are. We'll play Danny Boy. We'll take a little break, and then I'll come back to you on Liverpool Live. Is that okay?
Thank you, John. Lovely.
Very well. That's brilliant. I've got Larissa Tormey with me at the moment, and she's just going to go into makeup. She's going to go and get a cup of tea or whatever she drinks and, you know, stretch her piano fingers. And this is her version of Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy. The pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you must go and I must bide. Not even is what let me know Malugu, what padaline
My guest over in Ireland, that is Larissa Tormey with their half Irish, half Russian Danny Boy. That was a great version, that, Larissa.
Thank you so much, John. You liked it?
It was good, yeah. I didn't really know what to expect, but my goodness me. Yeah, you've got some pipes there, young lady, and you certainly sang that well.
Thanks so much. I call it Danny Boy with Russian flavor.
So listen, Larissa, I mean, you know, people are starting to get dates back in their diary. I mean, how are you going to be coping once we all come out of this lockdown? Are you a tourist? Do you go on tour, or how do you go about with your music?
No, I just wait until it's all over. John, I completely concentrated now on writing and recording. And then when I know for sure, then I start to plan. What I'm doing at the moment, we're doing a new project with actually British, a very popular country singer, Dave Sheriff. I don't know, did you hear about him? He's very popular in country music circles, and he kind of he had two albums recorded in Nashville throughout his life. He is a book of Guinness Record winner many times. He's very unusual person. So what we're doing, we already released three duets with him. So I'd say when this is all over, we will organize a combined tour, himself and myself, between Ireland and UK. That's the plan.
Fantastic.
Anyway.
Now, that's great, Dad. Yeah, so you'd go out on a double-headed tour, would you?
I would, yeah. I think it would be very interesting for people because, I mean, the British country music star, and he is amazing songwriter as well. He writes all his songs and multi-instrumentalist. That's why he won all this Book of Guinness Records. He plays all possible instruments.
Yep.
And myself, like two such different personality in one show, I'd say it's going to be an amazing show.
That's right, yes, yeah. And you'd come to the capital of Ireland, wouldn't you? That's Liverpool.
Oh, of course. I have to meet you, isn't it? No. And then we have Nathan Carter from Liverpool in here, the biggest star in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nathan's
a good pal of ours in this radio station. We're just waiting for him to come back over, and once he can get out and come back and play up here for us, because he's an almighty star, Nathan, and a lovely lad.
Yeah, and very hardworking and very professional musician. Lots of admiration for him I have.
Yeah, and his brother's not bad either, you know, Larissa.
Very pretty.
Yeah, isn't he? Very, very talented. Very, very talented.
Oh, yeah, lovely, lovely guy too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what's on the offering now? I mean, we've got Black Cat out. Is there an album?
Sorry, John, for cutting across. So what I've done, I have four albums out, which first was pop album, and then another three, a country. One of them, God Loves to Try, original country music. Next one was all covers, and the latest I released it in November, mixture of different country music styles, mixture of covers and originals, and it's called Breath of Fresh Air. I called it this way because lots of people in Ireland call me that in interviews, you know, because I suppose I'm so different. But while I was in lockdown and I didn't have an opportunity to do any gigs or anything, I wasn't that busy, I just sat and was thinking, what actually would I like to do myself, just for myself as Larissa, to make me feel great? And so I said I probably would like to come back to my original music, my pop music, pull out the songs I have in my drawer for a while,
yeah.
And I wrote a few new ones,
yeah.
And I started to do this project, I called it Slightly Mad. I do it with the Dublin producer Kevin Wims.
Okay.
And by the way, all my country music recorded in Birmingham in UK with producer Peter Wire, who is producer of Charlie Lansborough. He is amazing.
Yes. Yeah,
Charlie
was in our studio 2 weeks ago with our weekend presenter, Billy Butler. They've been pals for yonks, and, you know, Charlie was live in the studio, and what a talent he is, and genuine nice man as well.
Absolute gentleman he is. I have one of his songs that Charlie Lansborough recorded on my third album, and I actually gave him my CD while he was here touring in Ireland, and he called me on the phone and, like, thanked me for that. I mean, that was very precious. He's amazing.
Absolutely.
He acts. So back to my music. So what I'm doing now, this pop project nearly finished, and it's all original pop music, and I'm releasing singles one by one. They're all available on streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, on my website, www.larissatarmi.com. I released three songs at this stage. First was a COVID song, Live Another Day. It's a nice ballad. I have them all on YouTube, all the videos. They're very nice. And then I released Black Cat. You're going to play it next, which is, I think, an essence of me.
Yes.
I'm big into cats. And the number three song, Slightly Mad, just released, and we were talking about it. So three songs are out. If anybody wants to listen, they're all available.
I'm sure people will be flocking to your website, be flocking to YouTube to have a look at you, Larissa. Jason, it's been an absolute pleasure. And as soon as you do get out of Ireland and you stop working in the butcher's shop and, you know... once you can get out and with your country and western partner, you know, we'd love you over at this station.
John, I want to thank you so very much for inviting me. It's really, really precious what you do for musicians. And I want to say hello to all the listeners, wherever you are in Britain or abroad, and be healthy, be well. And the most important, keep the head up and positivity. It's very important.
Well, Larissa, you know, I mean, you know, we're online on this radio station, so, you know, they're most probably listening to us over in Russia.
Oh, hopefully. Be nice. Hello to all the Russians.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Larissa, it's been an absolute pleasure. You take care, my love, and I do hope to see you over here very, very soon.
Thank you so much, John. Have a nice day.
And you, I'm going to love you and leave you right now. Larissa Tormey, thank you very much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.